Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. We're very excited to continue our conversations with Leah Rutherford. We're dialing out to her now. She was just connected with us, and she is here, and we'll chat with her in just a second. First, to remind you of her incredible background, Leah Rutherford, educational coach, co-founder of Education Today Enterprises, pleased to announce the upcoming release, of course, of those highly anticipated books we've been talking about. But you know, what's really amazing is since we chatted last, this momentum that she's been on has been extraordinary. Speaking engagements coming up, more material published, and just some fascinating things that she's been working on. She, again, is somebody who's very committed to her work. We've talked extensively about her books, the first book, From There to Here, and that is an incredible one. The Road to Entrepreneurship Starts with Why, Drastic Steps to Success. We talked about that one, too. I encourage you to go back in the archives to hear the other episodes. And the third title, The Naysayers Won, we're talking about that as well, pretty much extensively, blowing the whistle on the Nigerian titled scammers using marriage for U.S. citizenship, promising, of course, to be eye-opening, educational, revelatory as well, and From There to Here, Transparent Journal of a Healing Woman's Journey to Wholeness, a woman's journal written by Leah Rutherford herself. You know, this is something that is near and dear to her heart. Apart from her writing endeavors and all the great material she makes available to people, she continues to leverage her profound educational expertise by offering educational coaching services through her company, Education Today Enterprises, which we're going to talk more about as well on this episode of Close Up Radio. She's joining us today from on location in Texas. Let's welcome her back to Close Up Radio to continue our extraordinary series of conversations. Leah, welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim. I always enjoy my time with you, and I appreciate you having me today.
It is a privilege and a pleasure on this end as well. And I mentioned in the beginning there some really exciting things have been happening since we chatted last, this momentum, this forward movement, this passion that has really accelerated. Tell us about some of that, some of the exciting things that are happening. You even have speaking engagements that are coming up fresh off the new year and a lot of exciting things that are happening. Congratulations on all of it.
Thank you so much, Jim. Yes, momentum is a great word. It's so interesting because there's physics laws that say an object at rest stays at rest and an object in motion stays in motion. And interestingly enough, once this ball started rolling, it has picked up speed that has just blown my mind, humbled me greatly, knowing that I have definitely been intentional about sowing seeds. And I was just talking to someone about that scripture that talks about the sowing of seeds. It said, Paul planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. This person was concerned about the fact that they felt like they had to sow the seed and water the seed and till the soil so that they could get the harvest. And I was just getting some clarity in my own spirit about, like, sometimes we're the Paul, sometimes we're the Apollos, sometimes we're the one actually acquiring the harvest, but God gives the increase. And just to see the full circle, the continuum of that sowing and harvesting happening through the gifts and talents that I've committed back to God has been mind-blowing. And at this point, it's an avalanche of blessings, and I'm so grateful, and I'm very open to receive what God has next.
If somebody hasn't been to a Leah Rutherford speaking engagement, what is that like? I envision it to be almost like a spiritual awakening. What is it like?
You know, I'm very transparent about my experiences, Jim, and they don't always ride well with everybody's, you know, philosophies, religious standpoints, political views, but I am authentically, genuinely, and transparently me through my stages, through my phases, through my evolutions, through the processes that allow me to show up like I am today. One of the things that I usually begin a Leah Rutherford experience with is I prepared for this day all of my life. So if you're sitting in this room, you were specifically designated and designed to receive the preparation of my entire life just in this moment because you're in that seat. And I am willingly available to share what has built me to this place because it hasn't all been a bed of roses at all, Jim.
No, you're very authentic about that, too. You share that, you know, life isn't always perfect, and no matter what happens, it is the acquisition and building of resilience that helps us get through, right? And you've experienced that yourself, which is very beneficial for your clients because you walk the walk, talk the talk. You can relate to whatever they're going through, wherever they are in life, and whatever they're hoping for in terms of their dreams and desires and trying to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. And I believe wholeheartedly in the concept that the universe conspires to bring your every desire to pass. The Alchemist, this book I love reading, and I read it periodically. I listen to it quite often. And it constantly reinforces the fact that your desires are intended to come to pass. They were given to you by your higher power. And the intention of them to come to pass is a conspiracy in your favor that you will receive those desires. And it's interesting you would use the word resilience. I was in the bank the other day, and the vice president, who had been my has been my personal banker for since I started, was just a personal checking account. Then I had a business account, and then I had another business account. And periodically, I go to his branch. And 20 years into business, 10 years into LLCing EMC Ed Group and Education Today Enterprises, he looked at me and he said, you know, Miss Leah, you are, I've seen you at your worst, and I've seen you at your best. And he said, I would have to say that you are one of the most resilient businesswomen that I know. And if any of my resilient sisters are on this call, shout out to them. I have a sisterhood, the four of us, that actually were personally victims of the content that is in the Naysayers One. And we've built a sisterhood as we are processing and healing and transitioning out of the marriages that broke us into spaces of singlehood, independence, wholeness, and we are sharing that experience, especially because it was an aligned experience that we each went through. So that word resilience has been a reverberating theme, especially over this last 6 months to a year in my life, and I intend to continue to share what that looks like with people because resilience is not about the silver lining. It's about knowing how to climb out of the pit. And I'm grateful that I've had this strength by God's grace to be resilient.
In addition to the upcoming speaking engagements, which I know you're very excited about, you've also been doing some additional writing since we chatted last, more published work, which is very exciting. Tell us about that.
I was hired back in May by the CEO of a nail tech school. Her school offers, it's an accredited nail tech school where students who attend and complete the curriculum are, they earn their licensure to be nail techs in the state of Texas. And through a sisterhood, the Houston League of Business and Professional Women that I'm very passionate about, I met this young lady, the CEO, Audrey J. Jefferson. And at that time, we were just exchanging, each of us, our own professional and you know, educational views and business thoughts and all of that. And I started out as Audrey's client, getting my nails done at her nail studio. And as we began to talk, she was so open and said, I need to help getting these students to learn this stuff I'm teaching them. You know, I feel like I'm talking to this one girl, and I told her to go get something out of one of the supply rooms. And she came back, and she said, what did you say? And she said, I told her again, and she came back and said, ask for me to tell her again. She said, Leah, I was so frustrated with this grown girl not doing what I said. And I said, Audrey, let's talk about it. I said, did you try to write it down for her? Was you giving her a verbal instruction the only way you gave her an instruction? And she was so willing to be evaluated. She was so open to that moment of self-reflection that it led to her saying, can you come to my school and help me? And that was about a year ago. And as I went, I actually volunteered some of my time, piloted her school as a part of a tentacle of EMC Education Group, which I call EMC University. And in there, we train professionals across industry lines to develop, disseminate, and deliver their content effectively. So she was in my beta test group for EMC University. And at the time, a year and a half ago, when we first did the beta test, she didn't have a need. But she said, I know at some point I'm probably going to need your help. 6 months ago, Jim, she hired me to build curricula to work with her students to add another accreditation to her school and allowed me to coach her instructors on how to develop, disseminate, and deliver effective content. What she learned from that conversation that day was that adult learners are the same types of learners that they were when they were 5 and 7 and 10. If they're an auditory learner, they need to receive instructions by listening. If they're a visual learner, they need to receive instructions by seeing it. And if they're a kinesthetic learner, they need to receive instructions by doing. And when we had that valuable conversation that day, it led her to trust the process and engage in other levels of corporate training for herself as the CEO to continue to layer the accreditation of her school so that now she's not only offering a nail tech licensure, we just, now she's a success story here. This is where the success story comes in, Jim. We submitted the application for her to receive accreditation with the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations just yesterday to be an esthetician school as well. And so she's going to be adding that accreditation to her schooling. And that was built 1 out of a network, 2 out of a relationship, and 3 out of her entrusting me to coach her as the CEO on how to expand her business. She's now a vendor with the Veterans Association, and in January, I will be working with her to train her incoming instructors for the upcoming cohort of students that will be receiving the nail tech instructions, as well as the potential students and instructors for the esthetician license. So that, Jim, included a curriculum that I was putting together for her to use as a guidebook for her instructors that was layered with the kinesthetic, visual, and auditory learning strategies to assist with how to help the instructors deliver and disseminate that content effectively. Well, I got a wild hair on Saturday night, just this past Saturday night, go figure. And I was literally up all night long. That may even have been the Wednesday leading into Thanksgiving now that I'm thinking about it. In fact, it was. And I said, this could really be something that other esthetician instructors could use, other people seeking additional supplemental materials to the curriculum that the state is expecting them to use. This could really be something. So the enterprising person that I am got the writer's bug, went in, I edited that document, and next thing I know, Jim, it is a third published work on Amazon.com called The Esthetician's Guidebook, and I'm super excited about it.
That's very exciting. It's amazing how that comes about, wouldn't you say? It's just incredible, and having the resilience and having not only the trust, but also, like you said, the networking, all of those things are incredibly important, aren't they?
Well, you know, your network is your net worth. I just posted on my Facebook page this morning. If you ain't networking, you ain't net worthing, period.
That's so true. And then trust, too, having trust and also believing in yourself, all of that is really important.
Look, the best bet I could ever bet on is me. I don't have to wonder about anybody else's perceptions, conceptions, preconceived notions, judgments, or expectations. When you bet on you, it is a guaranteed win. Every single time. And I almost felt like I was robbing somebody when I pushed approve on that book. Now, granted, I've worked on it for the last couple of months since she hired me, but at no point was my motivation for writing the curriculum to publish it. It was simply to support her with what we thought we needed to submit the application to the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations, only to realize when we got to the computer yesterday, as I sat with her, walked her through completing every field on that application, they didn't even request for the curriculum itself to be attached to the actual application. So it was one of those, like, just kind of aligned moments of, back to the word momentum, and energy out there sowed some seeds into the universe. And when it came down to the deadline, which for her the deliverable was December 1st, she wanted the curriculum in her hand. I got it to her after having a few readers review it that gave me the thumbs up on it. And that was delivered to her November 29th. So we're ready yesterday to attach this curriculum and look for where they were expecting us to drop documents. None of that was even needed. However, we now have supplemental materials as well as access to the knowledge about this new accreditation that will enter into these trainings in January to support her staff as we affirm and claim approval for that accreditation for her school.
That's incredible. It really, really is. You know, with the new year coming, what are some other things that you have on the horizon that Leah Rutherford wants to tackle and wants to include in the mix? And maybe when you share that, you can also tell us about some of the extraordinary work that the organization is doing that I know you're incredibly proud of with Education Today Enterprises.
Yes, Education Today Enterprises is the fuel behind my Vicious brand behind Leah Speaks. It is the foundation that catapults materials that have the business brand, the speaker brand. Each time it's going to say powered by Education Today Enterprises. That is the work that created the platform. Before it ever was an LLC or even a brand, I was a teacher that loved educating students. That also could educate, but educating didn't only have to be educators. It could also be CEOs in other industries. It could also be directors and managers in corporations, and that the strategies and the systems were duplicatable and scalable across industry lines. That is what excited me to begin looking at other arenas. And now in January, I have stated that I have reinvented myself, Jim. I went from education consultant to now speaker, author, coach, and B&B investor. And that reinvention energy is extremely momentous and exciting. So with that, in January, I have 3 speaking engagements to launch the year. I will be a guest speaker at where I met my business coach, Tony Harris Taylor, back in November of 23. My first time meeting her, seeing how she works, and the culture of her company and her coaching style, and became her client in December after attending the viral networking conference in the late part of 2020. Well, she's having her Back by Popular Demand viral networking begin in January 16th to the 18th. And as one of her now year-long clients, one of her co-authors in the compilation of the Success Begins with Why book, I will be one of the guest speakers at the Viral Networking Conference. And that's, like I said, January 18th. And on January 23rd, and again, this is networking, Tony asked me to sing at an event back in November. And at that event, the visionary for the January 23rd event, Breanne Salcedo, told Tony she needed a speaker. Her January 23rd event, she was actually soliciting Tony to be her keynote speaker. And Tony said, my calendar is booked, but I have for you. We're in this little quaint space, about 100 of us at this meeting. Introduces me to Breanne. So Breanne was like, come in for an interview. Boom, nailed the interview. January 23rd, I will now be a part of a John Maxwell event called Live to Lead that will take place here in Pearland. And I'll start putting the publicity for that event on my Facebook page at Leah Rutherford this week. And so that's a ticket event as well. And I got the pleasure and the privilege of opening up the day. So instead of having a keynote, they had several engaging speakers. And after my interview, they were like, you're opening the day. And I was like, wow, like so excited about that. I went in that interview nervous, Jim. I still get butterflies. Like, I'm not a master at this yet. And I know when you're a gym master, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I am totally like excited and nervous and butterflies. And then I'm like, delivery girl, let's go. Let's get it. And I got in there, had a chance to really engage with the CEO and her partner, Dana, which led to a beautiful group of us, about 10 of us that'll be a part of that stage presence event, and 20 or so people that are a part of all of the team and everybody that's working in the background with all of what it takes to put on an event like that. And then on the 25th, this was the first event that was on my calendar, go figure, and these others have been added and now will ideally embellish and add some spice to the 25th, which is a vicious event, vicious vision board party that will kick off quarter one of January. We'll be getting in there talking about getting armed, actualizing, realizing, and monetizing your vicious vision. And that will take place January 25th. And, of course, for that, that is a Leah Speaks Productions. And so, again, we'll be ticketed, and all of this will be available on my Facebook page, which will also have links to the site, to the books to purchase, to just everything that God is just allowing. And I am so open and so willing, and that doesn't mean there aren't bad things happening, you know, but my focus is on the silver lining. I am esoterically excited about life, and it's very difficult for me to have a lens that sees the negative.
Sounds like so much that is coming down as part of that momentum that continues to inspire and motivate and empower not only you, but others who come in contact with you and Education Today Enterprises, which I think is quite exciting. I encourage folks to go to the website, ed, that's E-D, the word today, LLC.com, E-D, and then today, T-O-D-A-Y, LLC.com, to connect with Leah and the team to learn more about the extraordinary things, just really scratching the surface on this episode of the big things that have happened, are happening, and are soon to happen with Leah and Education Today Enterprises, which I think is terrific. And one of the things you said that is very important in all of this is you have this teaching background, which is a wonderful foundation underneath all of this work that you're doing. You're parlaying that experience for the benefit of those who are your clients because you understand what it's all about in a very deep way, which I think is an advantage for your clients, Leah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't take lightly the training ground that I had, the mentors that I had and have, because I am no man is an island, and who I have become has come with a lot of kneading, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G, a lot of molding, a lot of preparation, a lot of constructive criticism, failures, moments that I just point blank messed and mucked it up. And those moments are necessary. Perfection is not the quest. Persistence is. And having had such amazing training and people that saw in me what I did not and could not see in myself, even at times that I didn't have the self-confidence or the self-esteem, the bravery or the courage to step out, to speak for myself, to advocate for me, to take up for myself, I accepted things that should not have been accepted before Leah. And learning through the field of education, the mentors that God blessed me with, and the people that continue to believe in me, built belief in myself that I didn't have at one time. And that is where this began, and now is a space that I am hoping to infuse and pour that same courage and bravery into other entrepreneurs, business owners, and corporate leaders.
Incredible. Again, I encourage folks to connect by going to the all-important website, ed, that's E-D, today, LLC.com to learn more. Published author, educational coach, and co-founder of Education Today Enterprises, as well as a motivational speaker on so many different levels, Leah Rutherford, joining us here once again on Close Up Radio. Leah, thanks so much for being here. These half hours go by in a New York minute, but always so impactful and inspiring, and always a pleasure chatting with you. And thanks for joining us again today on this episode, and hope you enjoy the time with me once again as I have with you, Leah.
I always do, Tim. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You as well, and of course, best of the holiday season to you and yours as well. Leah Rutherford joining us here on Close Up Radio Live. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, come see us again for the next episode of Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.